are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. One of the principles of America that just about every one of us expects to see day to day is justice. It's even mentioned in the Pledge of Allegiance. But each year, the American Tort Reform Association compiles its list of what it calls judicial hellholes, the worst place in America that you want to be if you want to actually find justice. Once again, West Virginia on the top of the list, followed by South Florida, and not surprisingly, given the headlines in recent days, Cook County, Illinois is third. With me now to talk about the list and the qualifications needed to be on it is Sherman Joyce, who is head of the American Tort Reform Association. And Sherman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. I'm delighted to be with you.
Well, you and I have talked about this list in past years, but for the sake of our listeners, go ahead and explain what you use as criteria in order to put this list together.
Well, our goal is to identify and publicize, I think equally important is to publicize, those particular parts of the country where for civil litigation, lawsuits for money, that if you are a defendant in civil litigation, equal justice under law, which is etched into the facade of the U.S. Supreme Court, at least in our opinion, is not generally available to defendants. These are places where we believe that the system doesn't work. The system is run by the judges. It's not a question about the juries. These are places where, quite frankly, the system is so tilted, either through process or through decision-making, that many defendants don't even risk to take a chance in court because of the concern about what the outcome would be. It's certainly not something that an area should aspire to be, for certain.
Well, let's take a look at the list now. And as I mentioned, West Virginia, number one on the list. Usually you think of systems that aren't functioning properly. You kind of think of big cities where there's maybe a culture of corruption going on. West Virginia obviously doesn't fit that sort of a stereotype. What's going on there that makes it so bad year after year?
Well, there have been a series of problems. And to the credit of some of the leaders in West Virginia, the governor and many members of the legislature, they've tried to fix them only in some instances to see the courts overturn them. But there have been a series of issues that we would identify. Probably the most glaring example is an extraordinary process in West Virginia which allows individuals to recover money even if they haven't been injured. The prospect of future injury enables them to make to come into a recovery. It's something called medical monitoring, now which can be useful in some instances, but in West Virginia, at least as we understand it, the money that generally is given for medical monitoring can be used for whatever you want. One of the members of the West Virginia Supreme Court referred to it as a pickup truck fund because you could use it to buy a new truck. At the other end of the spectrum, in terms of the process, West Virginia is one of only two states that does not allow individuals, doesn't give individuals a mandatory appeal. In other words, you don't like the result, you think that the law was fundamentally wrong, you may not be able to even get another court to rule on your case. And we think that puts it well outside the mainstream. There are other issues that I could get into, but I think those really illustrate by themselves the fundamental inequities that we find in West Virginia.
And is that kind of the same thing we're going to see in these other areas on the list, only to a slightly lesser degree, or do places like South Florida and Cook County, Illinois, bring their own set of unique and unpleasant circumstances to the table?
Well, I think other issues that we see that probably see a little bit more in the two that you mentioned, Cook County and South Florida, are simply excessive verdicts. We are of the view that when people deserve compensation, they should get it. But no one is entitled to excessive compensation. And when you look at the size and the scope and the frequency of some of these awards in places like South Florida and Cook County, there's no question in our mind that means that the system is fundamentally skewed to one side. And let me add that we have always made clear that if there were jurisdictions that were unfair towards plaintiffs, we would be interested in knowing about them. But none of them have really come to our attention.
couple minutes left here with Sherman Joyce, president of the American Tort Reform Association. And Sherman, after you get past the worst of the worst, you have what you call a watch list. What do you have to do to qualify for that?
Well, there are different qualifications. In fact, probably the first two that we list are the Rio Grande Valley and the Gulf Coast of Texas and Madison County, Illinois. In years past, these were two of the very worst of the judicial hellholes, but there have been improvements, marked improvements. We have seen, for example, in Texas, the legislative changes that have gone into effect have been very effectively and properly enforced by appellate courts. Some very, very large awards came out, excessive awards, awards that clearly violated the statutes that had been enacted, but the appellate courts properly dealt with them. We think that that's very positive.
Last 30 seconds, let's end on the good news. You have some points of light here, legal systems that are doing it right.
Well, we think a lot of good results that we've seen, and I think I particularly with Trumpet, I'm a native of Maryland, and a court of appeals held that there was a lower court decision that sought to hold a pharmaceutical company liable because of somebody who had an adverse reaction was in a car accident. I mean, obviously, they couldn't have foreseen that somebody would be in a car accident, and to just dramatically expand liability like the lower court had, the Court of Appeals of Maryland did a very good job of policing itself and making sure that case was reined in.
Well, you can certainly learn more about this report online at www.atra.org. Sherman, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Sherman Joyce is president of the American Tort Reform Association. This is Dateline Washington.